12:60 to pledge news time, 7 minutes after 5 o'clock. It's 5:07 on the 5 o'clock News and Focus Hour. Good afternoon, I'm Jason Craner. All week long we've been talking about going back to school. Yesterday talking with Dr. James Boltman of Hope College. And today we're talking about back to school spending with our grocery guru, Josh Ellidge from SavingsAngel.com. Today we're talking just back to school, but still a lot of ways that you can save money. You and I were just talking about the cost of going back to school, just outrageous expense to get kids back into the classroom.
Yeah, this is either going to make you feel real good about how much you're getting away with, or it's going to make you feel pretty lousy about how much you have yet to spend. But the average, according to the National Parenting Center, the average back-to-school expense per child is about $300 just for clothes and shoes, not including the actual back-to-school items like notebooks and so forth. Now, I'm going to sum this up real easily for clothes and shoes. As Dave Ramsey would say, this is not an emergency. You've known about this.
Right.
And so clothes and shoes, most savvy shoppers have been buying clothes and shoes throughout the summer. They're very savvy at knowing where the local consignment shops are. Like, for example, with teenagers, there's Plato's Closet.
Right.
You know, there's Bumblebee's. There's lots of places that you can get used clothing that is still very good. Garage sales. Now, again, if you're opposed to that, that's fine. You know, depending on where you are budget-wise, for my family and I, I'm not going to pass those up. I'm going to. That's where I buy a majority of our clothes throughout the year. Not everything all at the back-to-school time. Now there are some special deals when it comes to back-to-school items like backpacks and so forth.
Right.
Now they estimate $73 average per child spent on back-to-school items.
These are actual items, paper and pencils, and actual items that they use.
Jason, that is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You don't need to spend anywhere near that if you know what it, if you go into a store blindly and just say, oh, what do we need, and we throw it all in the cart, yes, you will spend $73. Give you a perfect big part of that would be a backpack. However, if you can work this right, for example, Meijer has a deal with backpacks right now. If you buy 10 Kellogg's products, or if you buy $10 worth of Kellogg's products, they're going to give you $10 toward a backpack. Now, there are some backpacks that are $10 and under, so you're going to get yourself a free backpack when you buy $10 worth of Kellogg's products. Now, what you'll want to do this week, for example, is you could look at something like Eggo's, which is on sale for $1.15. If you buy 10 of those, you can also, in addition to your $10 at Meijer, you can get a $10 rebate from Kellogg's. They came out with a rebate on August 3rd, and then there's coupons. You can actually walk out of Meijer with a backpack and 10 boxes of Eggos for $4.48.
That's great.
Yeah. So these are ways that you can trim that budget. You don't have to spend $73. I have to be honest, I don't have to buy a lot of school supplies this year because I still have them from last year.
Right. Stock up when this is the Savings Angel way here. You stock up on it when they're on sale or when they're free.
Yes.
Or near free. A couple of weeks ago, packs of pens were a penny or 11 cents.
Load up on them
then so that when your kids need them, you have them on the shelf.
Not only do I still have pens from last year, I mean, I gave away bags of free pens to our church, you know, because you could just get it for so cheap. Buy all your office supplies right now. This is the time to do it. And just load up on everything you need. When Walgreens, for example, will have a limit. They'll say, you know, you can have 3 highlighters per person. Go in with your kids, go in with your neighbor, go in with your mom, go in with your, you know, your friends, and you know, max out those limits.
Yeah.
And get rain checks when they run out.
One of the things for me, this may be out of your realm of expertise, one of the things for me, though, is to kind of train kids that you don't have to have the best jeans, you don't have to have the best backpack, you don't have to have, you know, the best, latest pens with Hannah Montana on them. Right. You know, it's not really worth the money in the long haul for all of that stuff.
No.
You have kids. Do you go through all that?
My background is actually in family therapy and family science.
Well, so it is in my field of expertise.
If you can get that point across, and I have to believe that, you know, if you've already kind of laid a good foundation of of teaching moral issues and ethical issues, and you know, this should be an easy one to get across. There's so much peer pressure out there, but if you can get this across, boy, is it going to make their life easier? It's going to make your life easier and your budget a lot easier too. If you can get that across, great point, great point.
Yeah. I know that my parents always, we had five kids in the house. That's a lot of money to send kids back to school, and we never did back to school shopping.
No, but me either.
You know, if we needed a pair of jeans, we got a pair of jeans. It wasn't a before school started, had a whole bunch of new outfits.
Right.
We got them when we needed them.
Sure.
And usually I got them from my older brother.
Yeah.
You know,
perfectly understandable. Yeah. Sure. Yep. Same thing. I remember going in, taking a $10 bill, going into like a Goodwill. And, you know, at the time, you know, I was just kind of wearing goofy clothes anyway, just, you know, being an outrageous teenager.
Don't we all look back and say they were goofy clothes?
You know, just being an outrageous teenager at the time. But you know what? I was frugal and I was still outrageous and kind of stood out in a crowd.
So all of this money that we're talking about, back to school clothes, you were talking shoes, you're talking supplies. From the research that you did, we're talking close to $500 a kid.
Yeah.
What are you going to spend to send your kids back to school? What, I mean, if you could ballpark that from the extreme, what it sounds like here in this research, to the other extreme, you, where you're sending your kids back with good stuff, but you're not spending a lot.
So, you know, I was talking with you know, our main data manager about what she is going to spend per child. It's less than $30, and I would guess that we're probably about. My daughter does not need any school supplies. We've already got it. We got her a backpack. We took advantage of the backpack deal. Mm-hmm. She doesn't really need clothes per se for the new school year, because again, that's something that we've just been kind of keeping an eye on. We've got a monthly budget for clothes. We stay within that spending plan so we don't have these big surprises when all of a sudden we're socked with this, oh my gosh, you know, we need this and that.
Right.
Yeah.
But the time to do this, not now. We should have been probably having this interview 3-4 months ago, planning all of this out.
You know what? Look, Christmas is coming down the road. Here's when you're always
start
planning ahead.
Christmas now.
Hey, if your kids do not have all the back to school clothes that they wanted right now, then it's not that big of a deal. What you'll do is just, you know, back to school is going to end. They're going to have clearance items that they're going to try and sell off what they weren't able to sell during back to school. Now is when the clothing stores and a lot of the retail stores, they make their hugest profits. There are some great sales out there, but don't fall victim thinking that you absolutely have to buy this and that. Just play it cool, you know, buy what absolutely fits for your family and also fits within your budget. Don't disrupt your spending plan.
Great advice, Josh. A lot of good advice, too, on saving a ton of money on your grocery bill. You can find that at savingsangel.com. It's on our website at 1260thepledge.com. Thanks a lot, Josh.
Thank you.
Back to school week continues at this time tomorrow on the 1260 The Pledge 5 o'clock news and focus hour. Up next, Terry Vinos has a look at headlines and sports on 1260 The Pledge, the talk of West Michigan.